Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, you could press star one if you would like to ask a question. Just as a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect now. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Lyons. You may begin.
Good afternoon, and happy World Ocean Day, everyone. My name is Jenny Lyons. I'm with NOAA Public Affairs, and I want to start by thanking you for joining us on this call. We're here to announce the first official statistics on the U.S. marine economy. To explain the news we're releasing today, I have the honor of introducing our speakers, Monica Grasso, NOAA's Chief Economist, and Jeffrey Payne, Director of NOAA's Office for Coastal Management, will share the meat of the information today. They'll provide a brief summary of the news, and then we will open for questions. We also have some other experts on hand to help answer your questions. They are Kate Quigley, who is also an economist here at NOAA, and Ted Morgan, an economist at NOAA's sister agency within the Department of Commerce, the Bureau of Economic Analysis. You can find specific name spellings and title information for our experts on the media advisory posted at NOAA.gov on Friday. And just a reminder that this call is for working media only. If you're not a member of the media, you are definitely welcome to listen in, but please don't ask questions. This time is reserved for reporters. With that, I'm going to turn the floor over to Monica. Monica, please go ahead.
Thanks, Jenny. Good afternoon, everyone. As Jenny mentioned, my name is Monica Grasso. I'm NOAA Chief Economist. I'm pleased to tell you more about the statistics from NOAA and the Bureau of Economic Analysis that prove with hard numbers what we in NOAA have known for years, that our marine economy, also known as our blue economy, is vital for the United States. These statistics take a detailed look at the economic performance across 10 sectors, representing businesses depending on the nation's oceans, coasts, and Great Lakes between the years of 2014 and 2019. And it shows that the marine environment supports a diverse array of economic activities, including recreation, tourism, fishing, transportation, power generation, professional services, and research and education. These statistics are the most comprehensive and accurate produced to date at national level. The methods we use allow us to isolate and include marine-dependent shares of energy production, government, marine research, and other broad classes of economic activity. The information shows marine economy products and services were worth $665.7 billion in sales in 2019, and nearly $397 billion of the U.S. gross domestic product, or GDP. That represents 1.9% of the U.S. GDP, which is larger than the agricultural sector or public utility. Business included in the statistics also supported 2.4 million jobs in 2019. Perhaps the most noteworthy piece of this analysis is that our marine economy grew faster than the wider U.S. economy from 2018 to 2019. In terms of GDP, it grew 4.2% compared to the national average of 2.2%. And these are inflation-adjusted real GDP growth rates. To talk a bit more about why this matters, I will turn the call over now to my colleague, Jeff Payne, Director of NOAA's Office for Coastal Management.
Thank you, Monica. I appreciate that. And thank you, Jenny, as well, for helping to open the call. I want to also extend attribution to our NOAA and Bureau of Economic Analysis team for their joint work. This is a really good example of collaboration within our own Department of Commerce, good government right before you. The statistics, Monica, that you note are impressive. Our press release also lists the sectors that are making the largest contribution in sales. to the national economy, including tourism and recreation at $235 billion, government at $180 billion, and offshore minerals at $93 billion. These numbers show that our coasts and our waters are a primary driver of jobs, innovation in marine technology, and economic growth. And they are providing important baseline data for existing as well as new and emerging industries that are considering opportunities for investment. These numbers also provide a baseline for future decision-making in the public interest. Our oceans, coasts, and Great Lakes are indeed an economic engine that helps fuel the entire U.S. economy. It's nearly impossible for most of us to go a single day without eating, wearing, or using items that come from the oceans and Great Lakes, or that move through our ports and coastal communities. The clearer picture of our marine economy will help national policymakers, marine industries, and investors make informed decisions about how to plan for the future, protecting our people, our economy, and our environment for future generations. Recognizing that many of these industries depend on proximity to the coast for their operations, like ports, information like this is especially important as our coasts face mounting threats like rising seas, increased flooding, and severe coastal storms, all challenges that NOAA services help the nation to address in order to become more resilient and avoid unnecessary economic losses. These new statistics highlight just how important what we do to sustain our oceans and coasts is for the coastal communities and the American people. Taken in total, the numbers are more than just a reflection of the absolute dollar value of our blue economy. They are also a means to evaluate the significance of that economic engine in the national interest and the ability to emphasize the importance of sustainable, science-driven planning, research, and resilience efforts. So thank you for the opportunity to talk a little bit about this, and I'll turn the call back over to Jenny Lyons, who will facilitate the Q&A session. Jenny?
Thank you so much, Jeff, and thank you, Monica, as well. At this time, we're going to open for reporter questions. Lish, can you please explain the process for asking a question?
Sure thing. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1, unmute your phone, and record your name. If you would like to withdraw a question, press star 2. And we will stand by and wait for those questions to come in. Thank you.
Thank you, Lish. Sometimes it takes a minute for the first question to pop into the queue. Press star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. I see a handful of you on here, a good number, but no questions in line right now. This is your time with the experts, and it's really reserved for you. So if you have any questions, I really urge you to go ahead and get in line to ask one. And our first question comes from Margie Bowman at Cordova Times. Could just hang on 1 second, Margie. We are opening your line, and it's open. Go ahead. Margie, you may be on mute. We can't hear you.
Sorry about that. I had put it on mute as a precaution. In the 10 sectors ranked by their sales, why am I not seeing anything about commercial fishing?
Hi, Margie. This is Kate Quigley. Thank you so much for that question. The commercial fisheries fall under the fisheries and other bioproducts sector. And the reason why we say fisheries and bioproducts instead of just commercial harvest is because this includes aquaculture, seafood markets, seafood processing, fish-based animal foods and pharmaceuticals. So we group all of those things together. One thing that you, in our press release at least, one thing that you will notice is if you link to the BEA website, the Bureau of Economic Analysis website, from the press release or from the Digital Coast page that also holds that information, it will bring you to a BEA page where you can take a look at the data. And underneath those data tables, or in those data tables, you will see identification of commercial harvest split out, so that you will see just commercial harvest. Now, just a heads up, that commercial harvest includes commercial fishing, but it also includes aquaculture, because in the data collection that NOAA has, it is sometimes difficult to separate out commercial fishing from aquaculture. So at this time, we have those two linked together. If you would like to know about annual commercial fishing specifically and exclude those aquaculture numbers to the extent that we're able to do so, I would direct you to a document called the Fishery Economics of the U.S., which is put out by NOAA Fisheries, and I'm sure you're very familiar with that document anyway, but that will have the latest numbers specifically for commercial fisheries.
Thank you, Kate. And Margie, if you have a follow-up question, please feel free to press star one again to get back in line. Our next question comes from Casey Conway. I'm not sure I'm familiar with the outlet you're with that's listed there. It's an acronym, but please go ahead. Your line is open. Casey, you may be on mute as well.
Yep, I'm sorry, I was as well. Yep, head on mute. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we hear you.
Great. The $665 billion kind of impact seems light or low when you consider how important, you know, kind of our ports and inland waterways are. Can you help us understand maybe, you know, if there's logistics elements or, you know, container traffic activity that's not included in the analysis? It just seems low. I was expecting a much greater number. Thank you.
Casey, this is Kate Quigley again. Thank you for the question. I'm going to answer in a very simplified way, and then I will let others chime in, Monica or Ted, who can give a little bit more detail. The $665 billion that you see there in sales, or what we call gross output, that has to do with the direct impact. We are not including what is sometimes included in these types of studies. We're not including the indirect impact or the induced impact. So this is just the direct impact. So this is just the expenditures for each of the sectors. We're not including the indirect impact, which is something like money that goes from a hotel owner to a contractor to do maintenance, for example. And it does not include induced impacts, which are, for example, the money that is paid to workers, which they go and expend at the grocery store. Another thing that I will note is that it's not just direct impacts, but also we're not including what some studies include, which is the value of the cargo that is going through the ports. We are including the expenditures made by those port facilities. We are including that, but we're not including the value of the cargo because that may come from other countries. So that's just the short answer, but I'll let others chime in if they think appropriate.
I think you covered well, Kate. Thank you.
And I see no questions in the queue right now, so press star one if you'd like to get in line to ask a question. A quiet group today. Well, ask the experts while we're just giving folks a chance to get in line to ask a question. Is there anything else you'd like to highlight or anything else you'd like to bring attention to before we would close the call?
Not for me, Jenny. Just appreciate the opportunity to get this information out there.
And I'll say that if anyone has any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We can talk about greater sector detail and answer other questions that might come up later. So very happy to talk about this subject, and you'll see the contact information there in the press release. Thank you so much for the very interesting questions that you did ask. I'm sure those are occurring to a lot of people, and hopefully we cleared up some of that information, but please don't hesitate to reach out if you'd like more detail, if you want to talk about those subjects further.
Thank you, everybody, experts on the call, and everyone who's joined our call. The new statistics and other materials are available on the BEA website, Bureau of Economic Analysis. You can also access them through the link in the NOAA press release up on the NOAA website and sent to your news teams today. If it's not up right now, there will be an infographic as well that you can use in your reports, and there's some video. If you'd like to reach out for any of those materials to me, feel free to do so. My email is Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, at NOAA, N-O-A-A, .gov. With any inquiry you have and the deadline you're working with, again, that's Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, at NOAA.gov. You can also reach me by phone at 202-603-9372. Again, that's 202-603-9372. And with that, we will go ahead and close this call. Thank you all so much for your time.
This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.